when disc jockeys were playing in the 50s and early 60s your songs, were you aware of payola at that time?
I became aware of it, yeah. We didn't do it. That's probably why I didn't have hits. Couldn't get record play if I wasn't willing to shell out some gratuity.
And I should point out that payola was where record producers or promoters would pay disc jockeys to play their songs. It became a big scandal because it came to public attention, and there were those who were fined and probably did some time. But you had to know then that this was going on, and you didn't, and that's why they had an advantage and you didn't.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Well, Capitol Records would never do anything like that. They were a solid, firm, worldwide record company, so they wouldn't hear to that. Yeah, we knew it was going on, but I don't remember country artists having that problem. This was pop and the early rhythm and blues groups.
1961 was a big time for you because you got married.
Yeah, I was introduced to Wendell Goodman, and 8 months later, we were married in 61.
And Wendell wasn't a musician.
No, he was from the business world.
Worked for IBM, I believe.
He did some jobs with IBM. He was in computers.
In 61, he was in computers.
Yes. He had quite a future.
Where did you meet him?
In the living room of my mother's home, where I lived.
And why was he there?
Well, he was dating my best friend. This is another part of my reputation, I guess. No. She said, I have a new boyfriend, and I'd like to bring him by, and y'all meet. I said, sure, I'm home. So they did, and I kind of fell for him just right quick. Right then, I just thought, boy, you know, he was very handsome and successful business guy. Was driving a brand-new Pontiac Bonneville convertible, a sharp dresser, just everything that I would want in a man. After we had met them, they left for their date. I told Mother, I said, Mother, why can't I ever meet someone like that? And I think she said something to the fact, you probably won't meet someone like that in the places where you're going, because I was working with all men, but most of them were married, you know, musicians and stars. They were married, so I really had no chance to have a boyfriend. I was shameless, I guess. When I was home, I would call Norma Jean, say, let's go to a movie tonight. I don't want to sit at home with Mother and Daddy. She said, well, I've got a date with Wendell. We're going to a movie. I said, well, ask Wendell if I can go along with you. She did, and he said, okay. It was rather strange, but I just went right along with him on a lot of their dates from that time on. And so then when she got the offer from Porter Wagoner, now this was Norma Jean, another Oklahoma gal, a successful country singer. Pretty Miss Norma Jean. Well, Porter Wagoner asked her to be on his television show, which was, if not the first, among the first country shows to go nationwide syndication. So naturally, she grabbed that opportunity. When she left for Nashville, she had to move there. She said, Wanda, take good care of Wendell. I thought, oh boy, I'm anxious to go with him. After she moved, I was home one time. I waited about a week while I was home. I thought, isn't he ever going to call me? Does he just not like me? Or what's the deal? So I finally called him and asked him for a first date. You know, I was acquainted with him from being with both of them all the time. So I said, you like to bowl? And so do I. Let's go bowling tonight. Well, okay. So that was our first date. From there, every time I was in, I was with him, and we became not necessarily engaged, but we knew that we were going with each other, not anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
We were married later that year.
Another thing that was attractive about him, maybe, that he wasn't in your business.
That could be, because to this day, he swears he had never heard of me. And he was from West Texas, and I did a lot of work around West Texas. But anyway, he says he didn't know me. He knew that I was a singer now. I knew that, but didn't mean anything to him. I think that helped me when I knew he liked me just for me, not right. for the lifestyle and the glamour or whatever.
Right. When you were on the road and these guys watched you singing, I mean, you had to manage all that because you
My dad took care of that.
Okay, right.
That's why he traveled with me.
So Wendell gives up his job in the computer world and he becomes your manager.
Yeah, eventually. Shortly after we were married, I had a stint at the Golden Nugget. It was for 2 weeks. We were just married, and I had to leave. Well, neither one of us liked that. We had our little apartment. I'd moved in. We were settled there. He was keeping his job, of course, and we didn't know what we were going to do at that point. So I left, and that pretty well told us, we're going to be together. We got married to be together. This touring that I'm doing without him wasn't going to work. So when we were seriously talking about it, I gave him the choice. I said, now, if you don't like the business I'm in or you want to stay with your career, I understand. I'll just quit and be a housewife, you know, be Mrs. Wendell Goodman. You know, he appreciated that I gave him the choice. But he said, no, he said, I think your life looks a lot more exciting than mine. So he just began to travel. He quit his job, came out to Vegas before our 2 weeks were up, and that was the last that he went to a regular job. So he traveled with me, and before long he was saying, hey, I've got time. I can do this booking. You're working a lot of the same places. We had little circuits that we worked. And we can save that 10% you're paying Jim Halsey. I said, well, if you want to tackle it. So we tried that. He's never looked back, and I haven't either. He's done an excellent job.
And to this day, you are still married, and he is still your manager.
That's right. 50 years now.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.